The Pure Jamie Milne Podcast. Where we have a dream to create a community full of happy, healthy, and knowledgeable people who create global positive change through sharing their journey. Tune in, saddle up, and listen in. Be inspired.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to JMT TV and the A Pure Jamie Milne Podcast. I am very, very grateful to be joined by the one and only Danny, Disco Danny.
I'm not sure what's going to happen, to be honest. It's a bit of a surprise to me at this point.
This is going to be a cracker. This is going to be an absolute cracker. Danny is new to the world of JMT. He brings a wealth. Ooh. An absolute litany of knowledge. He's a multi-layered man when it comes from
as you'll soon find out, I think, from this podcast. I need the theme song now. The disco one, don't I?
I forgot what song it is. We have to find it.
Retake.
Yeah, we dim the lights and put the theme song on. A multitude of experiences in his background. So he is ex-Royal Air Force. The RAF, mm-hmm. which explains a fair bit, and
push-ups,
yeah. Paramedic, is that right?
Assistant too. So it's called an EMT, so it's kind of not really a recognised role here.
Yeah,
but kind of like an apprenticeship style way of going on to be a paramedic. But yeah, that's the one kind of first.
Most recently, over the last couple of years, have made a bit of a segue into the fitness industry.
Yeah,
but comes from, obviously, health and fitness has been a big part of Danny's life with the military and then with the EMT, and then also had a fair dabble at bodybuilding, so been in and out of gyms majority of his life. As you can obviously tell. And then landed on our doorstep, which is wonderful. Give us a very short elevator pitch about who is the one and only...
Who am I?
Disco Danny.
Yeah, well, I mean, so always been involved in fitness, just always... it's been kind of... I know it's maybe a bit cliche, but it's always been the thing that I go to. So when things are rough or things aren't always going your way, it's kind of been that solitary place that you can kind of, you know, it's just you and you and the weights, really. So, but then kind of branched out. I've always wanted to always had this kind of belief that I want to help people and things like that, so went into the ambulance service, and I feel like just kind of segued across to wanting to work with people one-to-one and do fitness. So kind of brought the two things that I enjoy the most and brought them together, and that's kind of how I've landed in this industry, really.
Yeah, awesome. Well, that was... There, you just stolen my first fucking question, which was going to be...
It's going to be a five-minute podcast.
What inspires you... what's inspired your fitness journey, or is that kind of what you're alluding to?
I think for me, it's like, when I joined the ambulance side, I had maybe a bit of a naive perspective about it. I wanted to, as I said, go in and help people, but it kind of beats you down. It's not always what you think it's going to be, and I kind of lost my way a little bit. It wasn't what I kind of signed up for, but I never really lost that belief that I want to help people. So I thought, well, what do I enjoy the most is my fitness, and like, that's how I feel like I'm going to connect with people the most. And I feel like you can't really hide or can't really fake the passion you have for something. So taking my fitness and applying that to other people, I think that's where I'm going to get the most out of people and make the most of, like, putting my stamp, really, and like making an impact, really, on people's lives.
Oh, jeez. That just comes in just sprinkling some life-changing magic around.
That's the poster, that, isn't
just,
it?
Just some salt and pepper, just some life-changing seasoning.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's...
That's the JMT spice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a bit of turmeric. It's kind of subtle, but it sneaks up on you if you put too much on there. But anyway, here we are.
Yeah.
So something that's interesting about Danny, I seen him the other day. So Danny and his fiance Gabby, they have a fair dabble in HYROX, which is sort of the new craze,
I would say.
Yeah, which is hitting Australia, which is exciting. Like, it's cool. It brings a lot of energy to what is a really popular industry and area, hobby, pastimes for people, which is really, really cool. And what I've noticed, as I've observed, so Danny's one of these kind of unicorns, these hybrids, so very strong, good deadlift, good squat, and all that type of thing. He's got a couple of ostrich eggs for arms. But so what's the, because I've always found this hard, and Mike, obviously I can only speak from my own personal experience. I used to fancy the CrossFit stuff, and in fact I do dip my toes in the water.
Still
in the old man's category. And what I always found really challenging, right, was because at the same time I fancied amateur boxing and ultra marathon running, and interestingly enough, the two contrasting sports and energy systems, I always found very difficult to balance. I kind of became a generalist. I was never really that strong, but I was strong enough, and I was never really a good ultra marathon runner, but I went all right.
You've got a decent level of both.
But I've got a decent level of both. But my question to you is, because you still obviously got a few fucking high standard compound lifts and a very strong, how do you balance the because HYROX is, there's a fair bit of cardiovascular stuff in there, isn't there? How do you do that?
I think for me, like, obviously, as I've kind of mentioned before, like, always used to be into going to the gym. Like, since like 16, you always like, you want to get like decent muscles and, you know, like beach muscles, really. But I feel like I always had a desire to be into the fitness, but I lost a bit of direction because there was no real aim. Like, you just go into the gym, like, but what are you, like for me, like, what was I doing it for?
Yeah.
And then kind of last year, like, kind of joined a sort of group fitness, functional fitness gym, and then you start hearing about, oh, you can do this, you can do this. And like, I feel like I'm someone that when I get kind of a new hobby or a new interest, it's like everything to me, like, I get like that fire and like I really go for it. So when functional fitness came about, I was like, oh, I can get fitter and stronger. And I was like, amazing, like, this sounds really good. So when I started doing it, I feel like there's a fear sometimes, oh, like, I'm gonna get too weak because I'm doing too much fitness. But then when I actually found, oh, I'm actually getting stronger and faster, and like, it just kind of came as one, it's just like, I don't know why you wouldn't want to be like just think, like, years to come, like, being fitter and stronger, like, it's just perfect, isn't
so
it?
So that makes sense. How do you do that specifically?
I think it's just
donuts, or is it like it's,
can't live on to me
now. Oh yeah, we got people here. Hi, yeah, come in. Yeah,
I think it's just like the right programming for me as well. It's kind of realizing that, you know, we don't have endless hours to train. We don't have the perfect nutrition, recovery, all these sort of things. You've just got to, you kind of, I sort of set aside 3 days a week, one rest day, three again, mixing a bit of compound strength training, bit of conditioning, and just see how it goes. And it's taken me this far, so it's
all right. I'm still no closer to one. I'm trying to figure out how he does it. Because I've seen him the other day.
All the way, can I?
Fuck, I was watching him the other day. There was a training session that had a bit of running. It mirrored, I suppose, a bit of the high rock stuff.
Was that the meat sandwich?
Yeah, that was the meat sandwich. I thought it was something else, but that's another question for another day. And you were out the door at a blister, like running out there like the cops were chasing you.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened before?
No. These should catch me.
So I was just curious, but that's interesting. So you think just basically, if you enjoy it,
both. I know it sounds a bit cliche again, but people are not going to want to do something they don't enjoy. So I absolutely love it. So I like, fitness is like everything to me. So I don't need to be like, so I don't need to find the motivation anywhere. It's just part of like my lifestyle. So
And something I've found, and I said it to you the other day, like, I get quite inspired by how you've come along. Yeah, no, this is me flirting. So Danny's did something which I think a lot of, especially men, struggle with. Men are terrible at this, by the way. That almost sounds quite sexist, but where I was going with this.
What, cooking?
Yeah, I didn't clean. So coming from a bodybuilding background, getting into HYROX, never done any CrossFit stuff. Oh, so Danny's come in and complete learner.
Start again, isn't it?
Start again, refresh, learning all the gymnastics and doing all the Olympic lifting and stuff like that. They come in with a really humble attitude and a willingness to learn, a narrative of curiosity. And I take my hat off to you, man. Like, it's not easy, as you guys will know if you're watching this interview or listening on Spotify, that to start from the start with something, as we get a bit older and like you've still got a fair bit of youth on your side, but it's really hard, man.
I think it's just, the thing for me is like, as I sort of got older, I sort of realised that, like, for me, nothing, like, there's no point beating yourself about things and sort of worrying that I'm not good enough at this or this. Like, if you enjoy something, you just got to keep doing it and just keep and keep going. And eventually, I feel like when you put enough effort in and you've got the right mindset, then you can achieve it. So it's just turn up every day and kind of like accepting that I'm not the best at things and humbling yourself. And when I come to a point where I do get better at it, be like, well, that's how you do it. Like, hard work.
I did the grind, kept turning
There's
up.
There's no substitute for hard work.
No, there is no substitute for hard work. I'm trying to remember. Henry Rollins, I think, was the one who got that line. What, people be fact checking.
I know, yeah.
The fuck is Henry Rollins?
I'll be after this, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Another fitness-related question.
Oh, so, I've got half an hour to answer this one.
What's that?
We'll eventually get to the answer, won't we?
So how do you approach fitness or... what exercises would you utilise to improve your sex life and your sexual health?
Hip thrusters.
So hip thrusters, ladies and gentlemen, to improve your sexual health and sex life, hip thrusters. So the actual question... I'll give you a shot back down.
Hip thrusters.
How do you spell
HIP?
How do you spell thrusters?
Thrust, yeah.
Yeah. It's 10 plus the capital to the square root of 4 times. Do you carry the 3?
You have to have a mustache.
Yeah, you have time out. No, in all serious question. Talk me through, like, I am very, very wet green around the gills when it comes to high rocks. I don't know a lot about it.
Okay.
I'm getting really curious. Give us a bit of an overview, and not only that, like, how does one? Because you're going to run a few sessions here, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Give us the overview.
I'm trying to think how to make it more simple in my head now, but like, I didn't even know what it was either back at home. So again, like, we kind of got into this space where when you're in functional fitness, you start hearing about certain things. It came a bit of a buzzword, like high rocks. And so I just kind of looked into it, like, me and Gabby, my partner, did we're quite intrigued by it all. And it's very, very simple on paper. Like, there's not a lot to it. So you've got eight stations, but each station is split up. So you do station 1, then you do a kilometer run, station 2, kilometer run, and that's all it is, up to 8 stations, and then you finish. So,
yeah.
And it's very simple, like, functional exercises.
Is that like 8Ks in the event? Is that what you mean?
Like, yeah, so 8K in total, yeah, so a K in between each event. So fairly decent pace you need to be going at as well between those stations, but fairly, like, simple things like wall balls, rowing, skiing. It's nothing, you know, there's no technical skill, I wouldn't say, to it.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought, because I was sort of was kind of trying to throw myself at a few different competitions, I was like, oh, that's the one I was least looking forward to.
Yeah.
Didn't really see my bag, really, but it was it's the best thing I've done, like, 100%. Yeah. I think the simplicity in it makes it more enjoyable.
Yeah, of course.
Very, like, I think people maybe look at it and think, oh, it's quite sort of strength based or maybe a little bit more like functional fitness, but it's definitely a big emphasis on running. So it's definitely a 50-50 split, if not more, either way, towards the running.
Okay.
What was your question again? I just get lost in those eyes.
No. Oh, Jesus. Oh, easy, white chocolate, easy. Oh, here it comes.
Oh, it's been the hottest day, hasn't it?
Oh, jeez, fuck, it's been 43 degrees on the Sunshine Coast.
He's wearing no pants.
Yeah, you haven't even got any pants on. That's where this has all come from, but I apologise. It's like a hydraulic.
I told you I was scared before we started this.
So, so high rocks. So, yeah, I was asking for a bit of a description, a synopsis, a summary of high rocks. But no, you've explained it quite well.
It's just very, very simple functional exercises split into 1K in between.
Yeah, right.
So we've got rowing, skiing, sandbag lunges, burpee broad jumps.
We don't do those anymore.
Oh, well, we're going to start doing them now. So, like, just like to the members as well, like, when we sort of start running these sessions, it's just going to be an introduction to it all. So we'll start into it gradually, and then we're going to get into some sort of more, like, tastier sessions as we get into it.
Yeah, love it.
Definitely say to get into it, like, it's really, really worth doing.
Yeah. So how does one, you know, how do you train for these specifically, do you think?
So it would be similar to like the current setup, how we have our strength and conditioning blocks. So yeah. You do like split your sessions half and half, really. So you do how we do our typical like strength session, a bit of a wad at the end, but more sort of focused towards the exercise you're going to be doing in the race. Mm. And then I would be doing, like, I'm going to start doing like an interval run a week and yeah. then like a recovery run. So probably two runs a week split between some Hyrox like tailored sessions.
Yeah,
but,
right.
I'll be sort of showing everyone like what those sort of sessions can look like. So yeah.
Wow, that's really cool. And what sort of duration do you think training for one of these events? Like if you want to have a, you know,
what like the race time?
Yeah. So there's. I think there's one on the 27th of August, is that right, in Brisbane?
Is it 18th, Gab?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, 18th, yeah. So yeah. They have, like, so they'll have a sort of scaled race, so like an for everyone to enter. Then they've got like a pro division as well, so like the weights will be slightly heavier as well. So typical time, I mean, like me, Gabby did it as a pair in an hour and 17 last year. So I don't know, like just give it a go and see the time is, and then try and beat it, you know, like next time. Like I'm doing one in Brisbane, then doing one, where are we doing the second one? In Perth, so my kind of aim is to do one and then try and beat the time next time.
Yeah. So, also, the events are the same. So the events
all the same. And
So that's
they,
why.
So they never change, and that's again why it's simple. Like you think, like it might get a bit boring, a bit tedious, but it honestly, like I've never been more excited to get in something.
Wow, that's so
really
cool.
Good, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it's the same every time.
Yeah. You left that fucking summary alone.
We could get no one turned up to these.
Oh, my God. So, folks, Danny's conducting the first session here on the 27th, Saturday, 7 a.m., with the intention of adding a lot more. If you are curious about the Hyrox events, just reach out to Danny.
Yep.
Hashtag disco. And he'll be able to bring you up.
That might bring up some different results.
Yeah, you'd be a don't Google search Disco Danny. You'd be surprised at what you might find.
It's not me.
And what websites you might deviate off to. Man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's unreal. It's exciting. Yeah. Now I feel like I understand it.
Are you going to do it?
I could have just had a conversation with you, but now we've put it on the thing.
Hello,
yeah.
Are you doing it?
What's that?
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, go on.
No, are you doing the Hyrox?
Yeah, I'll have a crack.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hit it here first.
Oh, Jesus. We'll give it a crack. Yeah. Mate, thank you for your time, brother.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
The Pure Jamie Milne Podcast.